What's up, everybody? Welcome to a Gregway. It's 5:54, Monday, the 14th of November. That's right. One entire month in the new Kinda Funny studio, the 5,000 square foot state of the art spare bedroom. My name's Greg Miller, and I'm driving home. I have been on camera since 9 a.m. And there's a bit of an exact. It was 9 a.m. to what, 11 a.m. for the game cast about the Game Awards noms. And then we had a production we did today that you'll find out about later on. It was Hurry Up and Wait for a lot of it, and then we shot. And then that ended, and then it was the God of War spoiler cast with game director Eric Williams. So I have just been going. And let me tell you, it came out of the weekend tired, because it's tiring being a parent to begin with. And so I am on pure adrenaline right now. We will get home. The plan is to crush a DiGiorno frozen pizza and then pass the fuck out. But you get to be on the car ride home with me here as I go. I was just listening to Blues Brothers, the Blues Brothers soundtrack to set the mood as I started. Anyway, you know, like when the traffic's hot and heavy, if you're an audio listener, my phone's mounted to my dashboard. So it's not like I'm touching it or looking at it all that much. I looked at it right there, but I'm clearly at a dead stop here on the way home in San Francisco. And so, what a fucking day. I can't recap most of it for you. Game Awards, noms, that's great. I felt like Game Awards is always weird because I feel like sometimes I have a lot to say about certain categories and then other nothing to say about another category, so that's a weird performance issue. But then, man, spoiler cast for God of War, no spoilers here. You'll get that a week from today on the 21st, Monday the 21st, as a PS I Love You XOXO special episode. Dynamite content. I can't wait for you to see it. And then the thing before it, where I interviewed a developer, a much different developer than, you know, what we did before. It was another one of those totally humbling, amazing moments of, you know, I don't know this dev. This is a sponsored thing we're doing. He came over and introduced himself, and he's like, I wouldn't be here without you. Like, I loved, you know, Podcast Beyond. It's what really set me on my path. I didn't know if I wanted to be a games journalist or a game developer, and here we are. And I was like, that's fucking incredible. And then he was amazing to talk to about what he's been working on. So a great fulfilling day of content, but like I said, these won't always be about the content. Let's talk about something else. Here's what I need. I tell you all the time that this is a personal conversation between you and me. Gregway, as you will. Gregways go both ways. That doesn't sound right. Gregways are two-way streets. That's better. And so here's what I need from you. I need more podcast suggestions. And I know what you're going to say. Here's fucking Min-Max. Here's Lucy James and her stupid friends talking about games. I don't need games content. I got games content covered. I talk about it. I listen to games daily when I'm not on it. I listen to XCast. I enjoy that. That's great. I don't need more games content. You know me and you know me well. I'm looking for good podcasts, I guess. You know I love Death, Sex, and Money, which of course is a great interview podcast about the things we think about a lot and the things we need to talk about more, hosted by Anna Sale, and I love it. I used to be in another life, right, before pandemic really stripped away the parts where I would listen to podcasts. I used to be a big This American Life fan. For some reason, I can't get back into it now. I've been playing a lot more NPR stuff, All Things Considered, Fresh Air. But even those aren't hitting the right way, I'm looking for a fun podcast, I guess. That's something, this is going to sound very navel-gazing, something like the Kinda Funny podcast that isn't the Kinda Funny podcast. People hanging out and talking and having fun conversations. It can be about specific topics. Like today I Googled, like, is there a Mizzou podcast? And like, there's a bunch about sports. I was like, I don't want Mizzou sports. I'm just like, looking for something like that. I thought about that Bert guy. He's a comedian I like a lot. I see him on TikTok. I haven't listened to it. I think it's Two Bears in a Cave or something like that. I'm going to try that maybe. Remember, of course, if this is your first Gregway, I need you to put your responses up on patreon.com/kindoffunny, patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Respond on the Patreon post for this. YouTube comments I won't see because I won't go seek it out. And then you can tweet at me, but you know, Twitter might not be there tomorrow. Who the fuck knows? We haven't talked about this at all. Hey, can we talk about how fucked up Twitter is? Holy fucking shit. Holy shit. And I know everybody likes to bag on Twitter. Oh, it's a hellscape. Oh, it's terrible. Yada, yada, yada. I'm not going to fucking say you're wrong. But I am going to say that, like, Twitter used to be great and can be great. And if Twitter goes away tomorrow, I would be bummed. I enjoy Twitter so much. The direct connection not only to you guys, but then the direct connection I can make to anybody. You know what I mean? Like, remember, like, you know, Chris Jericho coming on Up at Noon, Kevin Smith agreeing to do podcasts with us. Like, so many of those opportunities have come from Twitter. And so, if that just blinked out of existence, right? And I'm talking, and also me going on other podcasts or me collaborating with people, right? If that blinked out of existence, what a fucking loss. But here we are. The fucking people who did the authentication things have been laid off, so you can't log back in if you log out. Like, Jesus fucking Christ. What the fuck? Terrible. Horrible. Sucks. But if you give us more money on Patreon, maybe we buy Twitter eventually. I'm kidding. Or am I? I'm kidding. But maybe. Maybe. You know what? We just need a cool $45 billion. We could buy it and be done with it. That'd be great. That'd be cool as hell. Maybe I might also take some of that money and give Flint, Michigan clean drinking water. But that's just me. I'm just weird about money like that. Ambulance is going by. Sirens are on our end, everybody. That's fun. Oof. But yeah, a month in the studio too. That's crazy. I feel like I talk about the studio all the time though. But hey, it's kind of the biggest thing I've ever fucking done in my life. You know, we crossed the thing now. I've now officially worked at Kind of Funny longer than I worked at IGN. That's crazy. Oh, my podcast. Yeah, I'm looking for something fun. I definitely don't need more news. I get that covered. I don't need more games. I got that covered. I should probably look for a Marvel Snap podcast though. Because I fucking love Marvel Snap. Can we talk about that for a second? I am unhealthily obsessed with that. Because here's the thing about Marvel Snap. Dude just picking his nose behind me. And not even... And I understand the passing pick. It's when you're fucking in there for like long enough for me to go, he's been in there too long. Marvel Snap, I can't say enough nice things about. And I know I have said nice things about. But I want to call out again of like, I am working on the God of War Platinum. I am having a great time. Friday, I put in a lot of work. But then Saturday and Sunday were... Greg being a dad and a good husband day, a good partner day even, where, you know, Saturday, Jen and I spent all day with Benny, got him to bed, then we did a date night and we watched Don't Worry Darling, and then I went to bed at a reasonable hour, which I normally don't do. And when I say reasonable hour, I mean her and I stayed up too late watching Don't Worry Darling and went to bed together. But that was great, and then Sunday, all Benny all the time, he's got a little cold, but he's okay, don't worry about him, and then at night, yeah, I had to do a million chores, like the dishes and laundry are out of control. Then I crashed and went to bed because today was so big. I digress. What I'm driving at is that on Saturday and Sunday, I had those passing glimpses of, man, I got a few minutes, maybe an hour for video games, maybe this, then the other. And that is such a perfect fit for Marvel Snap in a way that, as much as I love it, God of War Ragnarok I don't think is. Because, of course, God of War Ragnarok, I want to sit down and I want to get invested and I want to do X, Y, and Z. Whereas, you know, Marvel Snap, it is those six turns and you're done. Maybe seven if you get that one power up. Maybe four if you get the other power up. I just fucking love that game so goddamn much. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it is definitely... I wake up and I look at my phone, check emails and texts, and then it's like, let's do a little snap. Let's snap a little bit. I digress. Podcasts, everybody. Fun stuff. Maybe some storytelling stuff. Remember, I introduced all of you to the Moth. You don't need to introduce me to the Moth. But maybe something like that. I don't know. Maybe even good audiobooks that you think I would like. Because I, you know, Eric Castro, a friend of the show, Polite Provisions, of course, down in San Diego, follow the leader, that old cocktail show we did. He had told me years ago that I needed to read Creativity Inc., the story of how they do Pixar and how they run Pixar or whatever. And he's like, it's great for anybody, for people dealing with creatives. And I said, okay. And I bought the book and I never read it. And then I was like, you know what? I got these Audible credits in this drive. I'll do that. And I got that. And the guy they got narrating it, I do not vibe with. And I do not want to listen to him talk about this fucking book. So. That's where we're at, everybody. This was a Greg Way cry for help, parentheses, about podcasts. Cry for help about podcasts. Yeah, that works out. So let me know. And I'll be back tomorrow, probably, hopefully in the daytime. Yeah, tomorrow's the G4 day. I got gaps. I got time. I got things. Oh, I got a cool interview tomorrow. Woo-wee. Can't tell you about that either, I don't think. I think that's pretty embargoed. Maybe not, though. We'll find out, and then I'll let you know. But woo-wee, got an interview tomorrow you won't hear about for a little bit. But yeah. I'm going to drive home now and keep listening to the Blues Brothers. Until next time, it's been my pleasure to serve you.